USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It was a slim margin, but British Prime Minister Boris Johnson got to keep his job.
359 ballots were cast, no spoiled ballots, that the vote in favour of having confidence in Boris Johnson as leader was 211 votes, and the vote against was 148 votes.
That margin of victory was slimmer than his predecessor, Theresa May, back in December 2018. She would wind up resigning from the job 6 months later, though she remains a member of parliament to this day. Revelations of illegal parties during COVID lockdowns held by Johnson and his staff prompted a public backlash against him and unease within his Conservative Party. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, the Dow adding 16 points, the NASDAQ was up 49 points, the S&P 500 gained 13. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Investigators in Wisconsin are expanding their look into the man accused of fatally shooting a retired state judge. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says 56-year-old Douglas Udy targeted Judge John Romer, who sent Udy to prison in 2005.
The Juneau County Special Tactics and Response Team entered the residence and located the homeowner, a 68-year-old male who was deceased.
Call confirmed that there was a hit list found in Udy's car, but did not go into specifics of who was on it. Sources tell several outlets that names including the Democratic governors of Wisconsin and Michigan were on it, along with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Udy is in critical condition at a hospital after he was found in Romer's basement with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The ex-chairman of the Proud Boys was charged with seditious conspiracy along with 4 others. The federal government says Henry Torrio and the other members coordinated the attack on the Capitol on January 6th. They're set to go to trial in federal court in August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The studio behind the hit film Top Gun Maverick is heading to court over copyright infringement. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
In the suit against Paramount Pictures, the family of the author, whose article inspired the original 1986 film, said the studio failed to reacquire the rights. The family claims the film was finished after they reclaimed the article's copyright in January 2020. They're seeking unspecified damages and to block Paramount from distributing Maverick or other Top Gun sequels. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Elon Musk is threatening to walk away from his $44 billion bid to buy Twitter. He's accusing the company of refusing to give him information about its spam bot and fake accounts. Lawyers for the Tesla and SpaceX CEO made the threat in a letter that was disclosed in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. D-Day took place 78 years ago.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine.
That was then General Dwight D. Eisenhower. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.